The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came home with his disciples. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The scribes, who had come from Jerusalem, said, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder the house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" His mother and his brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent word to him and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, "I believed, therefore I spoke," we too believe and therefore we speak, knowing that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and place us with you in his presence. St. Paul speaks to the Corinthians in this letter and talks about things that are seen and things that are unseen, things of this earth and the things of heaven. We are not discouraged. Rather, although our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. This momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. St. Paul was speaking from the times of hardship. This man, because he believed and trusted in Jesus, took on a heavy burden, not just for the churches, but because of the weight put upon him as a criminal in the Roman Empire. He found himself at a point in his life where, because of his belief in Jesus, he had to say and do things that would get him in trouble with the Roman authorities. And so he was cast into jail on several occasions and beaten and whipped and treated as though he were just another common criminal. But Paul reminds us that in our afflictions, whether they be our health, whether they be the loss of a spouse, whether they be the loss of a child, whether they be all sorts of disappointments that we have in life, no matter what, we are joining with Christ in his afflictions, who was indeed beaten and driven out and whipped and chained and crucified. The Christian way is not a way of constant happy-go-lucky life. In fact, for many of the saints, it meant martyrdom. The Lord calls each of us to do something for him. And today, we celebrate with all of those kids in our midst who are going on and becoming more educated in order to fulfill what the Lord has called them to do. In many cases, we don't know what you will be doing because sometimes, and in many cases, the way you start off in your education is not necessarily the way you end your education. But every single bit of time that you spend in becoming an educated adult, every single minute is a precious moment given by God so that you can find indeed what is your call. There are some of you who are called to be nurses, pharmacists, doctors, lawyers, and even priests. And we should be discerning, each and every one of us, what our Lord wants us to do each and every day. Because there are unseen realities all around us each and every day. Paul speaks of them, that these are immeasurable things, these are grand things, these are wonderful things that sometimes can be overlooked while we look around at the glamour of the world. Paul concludes this writing today by saying, "For we know that if our earthly dwelling, a tent, should be destroyed, we have a building from God, a dwelling not made with hands, but eternal in heaven." God calls each of us in the same way he called forth Adam and Eve in that garden. And he tells them and he tells us, "Go, become my children. Know that I love you and that you are created in my divine image and likeness, so that the creativity that is your potential can be realized." God knows each one of us from eternity to eternity. He knows some of us are more talented as musicians. Some of us are talented as gardeners. Some of us are talented as seamstresses. Some of us have many, many talents, cooking. I obviously am a benefit of somebody who cooks well. But we all have gifts and talents. We need to discover them. We need to work on them and try our best to discover what those talents are. And we might be surprised. You know, I spent over 30 years working in a retail establishment, knowing all the while that I was called to the priesthood. But I was a stubborn person, and I didn't give in till I was ordained and lying on that floor in the cathedral up in Erie 2 years ago at the age of 62. It took me that long to figure out where the talents lay. And so I came out of retirement. It's been fun ever since. It really is. And we all are called to some purpose in life. We all have those talents. And we just need to work at them. Because sometimes the things that we expect to do don't come to fruition. But that doesn't mean that we're lost. It just means that God is opening up another avenue for us. Wow, I was so impressed when I saw the doctoral hood on one of our students. That is amazing. That is wonderful. God bless you for doing that. That's hard work. And all of the rest of you, I know that you're all talented enough that you're going to do well in your classes wherever you go to school. And just know that you have the complete support of your priest and the people here at this parish. We all love you. We know who you are. And we will try to help you along the way. And if you need some guidance on, you know, if all the young men decide that they want to be priests, I'll be very happy. where, by the way, we're having a Quo Vadis camp out in Linesville. It's a joint operation of the Diocese of Greensburg and the Diocese of Erie, just in July for a few days, where we're going to invite the all of our high school boys to come. And it's a few days, I think it's 3 days, where we get to spend some time speaking about vocations and just having a good time and talking with some of the younger priests that'll be visiting with us and all. And we're going to work on getting some vocations signed up. Father Michael Polonek will be there. He'll be staying here with us. And we'll go out each day to Linesville, and the boys will have camps and cookouts and lots of nice fun things. So keep that in mind in your prayers as you all become priests. But anyway, the Lord is calling us today to be his sons and daughters. And as he says, everyone who does the will of God is my father, is my mother, and my sister, my brother. Jesus wasn't rebuking his own mother. Some people try to make that passage into that, but he was not. But what he was saying was, those who do the will of the Father in heaven are my brothers and sisters and my mother. That's pretty special. Because Jesus did not have to do anything. He was the Son of God. He could have come down from heaven with wrath to punish a wicked world that blasphemed against him who said he had an unclean spirit. But he did not. He held himself back, just as we should hold ourselves back when we make judgments about other people. But he calls us his brothers and his sisters for a purpose, so that we might be forever with him where he is in heaven, that we might become perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect. And although most of us are not perfect, I know there might be someone here who's perfect. I know I'm not perfect. And for those who really feel they have perfection, I should probably go to confession with them in the confessional right after Mass. But I really, really want you to pay attention to what the Lord has to say about his call of us. It's very, very special. We are the people that he has called to this home, his house, this day, to come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to participate in the sacrament of his body and blood. These are very special things. We are not the wicked of the world. We are those who are his sons and daughters, trying our best, trying to gain heaven, because that is what this is all about. If we don't focus on our goal, then we are lost. And Jesus assures us that we're not lost. Come unto me, all who travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. Take your burden upon, give your burden to me, and I will refresh you. And just remember, each and every day, God loves his world. Just as he loved Adam and Eve, even though they fell because they're grasping at knowledge, even though they fell, even though we fall, we are all called, each and every one of us, to his glorious kingdom. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever.